Well, welcome to the beginning of Lent. Ash Wednesday started Lent, and I don't know if you pigged out on Tuesday, if you're going to follow Lent and give up something for Lent. Whatever you're giving up, you should have pigged out on Tuesday. Stroke Tuesday, Fat Tuesday, it's a lot of different things. But the principle is wonderful, and it's the principle is these 40 days is like when Jesus was in the wilderness and being tempted. So talk about that a little bit more later. But Lent is a very important time of the church. It's a time for all of us to have a little spiritual reflection in our life and practice some of the disciplines that Jesus taught. Any announcements good for the cause this morning, Phil?
Well, Tina mentioned a women's wellspring.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I was on the board. I don't know if you guys remember Wisdom's Wellspring. They were over on the back part of the property there at Tallahassee Heights United Methodist Church, the Pumpkin Church. They had a women's outreach program that was an in-house for girls, the women to live. Well, that kind of got restructured. And so they have some funds left over, and so they are trying to revive their group. But what they're wanting to do is to provide scholarships to young women that are either going to TCC Lively, and they are having a fundraiser this Saturday over at First Presbyterian in Quincy. They may change it to not have an in-person meeting, it may be a Zoom meeting, but they're just trying to find out if there is an interest, anybody wants to donate some monies, or if they just are interested in helping them figure out how that program looks and who they reach out to and what would the criteria be to fund to help young ladies that are in need. So, and they're not, I spoke with somebody today, they're not looking for the person that has the best grades or the most likely to succeed. They're looking for the people that need a help. Mm-hmm. They need help that normally would not qualify to get anything. So be in prayer about it, if nothing else. I told them I would just let our church family know about it.
Do you have any detail?
Mm-hmm. Thank you. You're welcome.
Thank you, Tina.
It's up here, too, that I'll send you.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's a ministry that did a lot of good when it was active, and of course a lot of things changed, and demographics changed and so forth. They actually took over the old parsonage that's on the property of Tallahassee Heights and actually provided housing for them too, didn't they, at that time?
It was an in-house one-year residential program.
Right. Yeah, so the... the dynamics of the ministry might have changed, but the spirit of the ministry is still alive and well, and reaching out to help young ladies and young men, but it's primarily for women. All right, Phil.
Yeah, for those that think nothing ever goes on in Bethel, the next slide.
Oh, what a good-looking group that is. Tina, can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, we went to Falls Trace Movie Theater, and there were 13 of us, and we had three youth, Carmen, Sage, and Leland. And in fact, today, Leland is over at Capital City Church getting baptized.
Oh,
yeah. He's made a decision to recommit his life to the Lord, and he is really doing well. And Travis messages them back and forth, and they talk, they're growing up. But as you can see, that's a clan from Bethel, and some of us rode in the church van over, and Leland walked Miss Joanne back in her car at the end of the evening and said, "What a neat lady." And so she carried on the conversation, and they're like, "What year did you graduate from high school?" And you went today to see all your old friends from high school? So they were getting scooped from Miss Joanne, and Miss Joanne told them that she was part of this original youth group here at Bethel. And they were amazed, and they asked a lot of questions. How many people were there?
what did they do? I mean, they were very interested.
Yeah.
So it was good. It really was a wonderful time. Every time I looked over at Travis, he was crying during the movie. So it was a good time. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I did too. It's a real great movie, and if you think back, and if you're as old as we are, during the late 60s, early 70s, there was a thing called the Jesus Revolution, and it was primarily a bunch of hippies in California. Now, these were hippies that decided that the drugs and all that stuff wasn't for them, but they did experience love and all that, so they started a movement, a Jesus movement, if you would, and it grew and it grew and it grew. And it went dormant for a while, but now it's back alive and well again at Asbury and a bunch of other colleges around the area. Also, at that time, Asbury also had one. We had some people in the Joaquina Church that was part of that original movement at Asbury back in the 70s. Wilmore, Kentucky, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So it's good, and the movie is basically about the movement that started there in Costa Mesa in a small little church about the size of our church, traditional pastor, his name is Chuck Smith, and I don't want to take the plot away or whatever. I want you to see the movie because it's really a special movie, but it was a traditional pastor in a small congregation, and they knew that these hippies were around, but they didn't want to come to their church. And the pastor's daughter was driving one day, and she saw this guy walking down the road, and it looked like Jesus. He had a staff and a beard and all that, because she told her dad one day, and he said, "I don't want them hippies coming around here." She said, "Dad, maybe you ought to meet one." And so she gave the guy a ride and said, "Well, you might as well come to our house for lunch." So they did. And that's Chuck Smith's first introduction to the hippies. And it just grew and they developed a relationship. And one of the hymns that are in our United Methodist hymnal that we sing a lot, number 347, the Spirit Song, Chuck Smith allowed their group, they called it, I think the group was called Love Song, wasn't it? The band?
Love Song,
yeah. And that was one of the first times that they had praise and worship music in a local church. And now we say, "Hey, bring the angel band back." You know, so good. But one of the songs that was written by one of the members of that at that time is the Spirit Song. "Oh, let the Son of God enfold you." And it's beautiful. But the first verse had a lot of meaning. But the second verse was used for an altar call back then. And the guy, they had some problems, which we did in Methodism. The whole Pentecostal movement came out of Methodism, and this happened and that happened. And we all agreed on the Spirit, but we didn't agree on the manifestations of the Spirit. And that's what happened to the Jesus Revolution. There was a couple out there that was just, they like to exercise the manifestation of the Spirit with healing and a lot of the other things. And the whole thing is just crazy. That's people. That's what we were talking about with what's going on in our denomination now. It's people. My philosophy is that we can agree to disagree on this, but we really don't know until we get to heaven if this is right, that's right, if this doctrine's right, that doctrine's right. But in the meantime, we can agree. Phil and I have conversations all about stuff that we don't necessarily agree on, but we still love. And we can discuss it. We can work through it. I don't think I've ever convinced him of anything that I thought was the right way, and I don't think he's ever convinced me, but we still love and respect each other. And that's really what the revival scene is. Put God first, and then let all this stuff work its way out. Because we're not going to be here in this earth forever. Either he comes for us in what we call the rapture, which is another doctrine a lot of people don't agree with. But I hope it's real, because I would rather not experience physical death. I would rather be taken out when Jesus comes. But if I have to experience physical death, I hang on to the promise, eternal life. So I got to preach it before my preacher. What else?
Yes, ma'am. I just want you to see that Stan is not a moviegoer, but I got him to go to the movie, and he enjoyed it.
He did.
And I want to apologize to Phil if I woke you up when I sent you the pictures, because Tina told me to send them to you, and I had to send them as soon as I got home. So, yeah. It was a late night. It was a little bit late.
That's crazy. It was before 2 o'clock in the morning.
Before 2? Okay, we'll send you stuff then.
Thank you. I was like, I don't know. I had sent, so I said, I wanted to make sure you had them, and I didn't want to forget.
Yeah, but it was a good time. It was a good time of fellowship. Do you want to share anything about the experience the other night?
Yeah, it was. I saw the character that was Greg.
Greg Laurie. Yeah.
Greg Laurie.
Yeah, Greg Laurie, and his character to me reminded me of Leland.
Yeah.
And so as soon as we got out, I said, "Did you see what that guy? Who that guy looked like?" He said, "Who?" I said, "You." And as some of you are getting baptized, who knows what will happen in your life, you know. And so I started speaking into him, and a guy comes up from another church and asks me, "Do y'all go to church? Or do you go to church anywhere?" And I told him, "Yeah, we go to United Methodist Church of Bethel." And well, they had just started a church down right next to where Tina's fitness coach.
Electric.
Yeah. So anyway, they only have like 5 right now. They just started. And he said, "Well, I guess I should have started in another theater where people were not coming out at 5. I might have found some sinners down there. That's when you found sinners here, too. We just leave." So.
Amen.
But it was a great night. I've seen a different look. It's amazing what changing your perspective in life can do for you. Going to a different area in our life and looking at things from a different direction,
right,
and change everything about our perspective and what we think. And seeing those kids do that, go to that movie and see how these hippies who were hung up on drugs or whatever were coming to the Lord and they were being accepted. Now, I asked him, I said, "This preacher allowed about 30 or 40 of those hippies to stay in his house."
Yeah.
And I said, "I don't know about that." I'm not sure the stinky feet that they had, and they wouldn't want me to take baths and all that stuff. Then we just go, "Don't in the house." The pastor,
Chuck Lewis, yeah.
Because one of his guys said, "They're messing up the carpet.
Green shag carpet that they put in the dirt."
He stood in the back door and washed their feet as they come through. Mm-hmm. Which I don't know if that really happened, but I tell you, what an inspiration of desire for us to grow. So it impacted my life. I know it did as well.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. The kids look really great. You know, I know they're good because they're different phases. But they looked really great. I think they had a good time. And I was telling her after I went home, I said, I think it was good for them to see what happened to the girl that was on the drugs.
Yeah.
So it kind of keeps them from doing that because what kind of shape they would be in. And I think that was good for them.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's a real life faith story that goes on every day around us even now. And it goes back to the part that I was involved in was the open hearts, open minds, open doors that we used to practice. And we still need to practice it. But sometimes we come up with preconceived notions about people and different things and different thoughts. And, you know, we're all made in the image of God. That's how God made us. And you just never know.
So I'll say one more thing. Tina said I was crying every time. That's pretty much true. whole movie was emotional for me, but 1974, this was a movie based in 1971, it started being in California. But in 1974, it had reached Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And it reached a little church with me sitting on the back pew. And I gave my heart to the Lord that night.
Oh,
yep.
And I've never been the same. I'm here today because of that night. So, did it resonate with me? Absolutely. I was there in the 70s. And in 1976, David that sang up here gave his heart to the Lord. And he's never, was a pastor for 35 years in the moment. God was changing lives back then, but by the way,
Hallelujah. I love it. That's what it, you know, I love to tell the old story of Jesus and his love, and it's available through every one of us, and we need to share it. We need to encourage one another.